英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家跟着我们一起来继续学习非常实用地道的美语。今儿个是周三了，欢迎出我们的嘉宾最简美语006 Mark 老师。
大家好， Good afternoon。
今天我们和大家一起说一说那些非常常用的日常生活中的衣服、裤子啊、鞋子、袜子、
毛衣，
对，等等这些各类衣物的英语，所以今天是一个衣物大全。实际上呢，我们是想和您说一说那些衣物的 sizes。
Yeah, finding the right size for you, finding the right size for someone that you're shopping for。
就是买衣服吧，最重要的事情是什么？是要买对你的码，对不对？
Mm-hmm.
所以甭管这衣服有多好看了，必须得是量身买衣服才可以。Sizes 是表示这个人体的外形和服装亮度的一系列的一种规格的参数，是为了让这个厂商生产和方便顾客选购，形成一套亮度的指数。所以 sizes 我们在不同的国家买衣服有 different sizes 和 measurement。
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Almost every country has their own size system.
说着每个国家应该都有一些自己的叫做 sizes measurement system.
Yeah, measurement system, size runs, a lot of things.
但是它还是有一些 international standard, 对不对？
There are some, yeah. And when you have something like the European Union or something, they try to regulate that.
你比如说像在欧洲吧，都有一个统一的欧码的标准。
Yeah, ASEAN, all these different organizations.
美国呢，肯定也有美国的标准。而且你也知道不同地区的人吧，他们的那个体型是不一样的。
Yeah, still a lot of inconsistency.
所以要是只是用国际标准的话，可能有些服装不同的品牌 different brands, 他们不同的这种 sizes 也不一样。
Yeah, and that's also some of their look, you know, some brands are supposed to kind of hang loose and other ones are really form fitting, you know, so that goes with their style.
对了，但是我们在买衣服的时候呢，是最基本的要认号，认什么呢？就认那些什么 S,、M, L, XL,、XS,XXS, 这些到底它的英文怎么说知不知道？首先我们来跟大家说一说 ,small is for,
very petite people, 最小的少。
好、S。
Yeah, small.
Small.
Yeah.
看到你的衣服上哈，那个领口那个地方，如果标上了 S, 那就是 S 号，对不对？
Yeah.
S 号呢，一般对于男士来说呢，大概是在1米65左右。
Yeah. Pretty short guys could wear that.
女士呢，一般是1米55左右的身高呢，就穿 S 号了。来看 M.
Yeah, medium.
注意哦 ，M is not for middle.
Yeah.
It's medium.
Medium. M-E-D-I-U-M.
Medium, 中间中等，所以呢 M 就是中号，男生一般是1米7左右，女生呢可能也就是1米6左右，穿中号。
对。
And L,
large.
就是大号的意思。
Yeah, big is not correct. If you say I need a bigger one, they'll bring you maybe XL, whatever they think is big.
注意，穿衣服的尺码大号千万不能说 big.
Yeah, large size.
只能说 large. 所以在衣服的标口上看到了 L, 那一定就是大号的衣服了。
对。
大号一般来讲1米8的男生或者是说1米65以上的女生就可以穿大号了。
对。
当然体型有各种各样的哈，我们有那种 XL。
Yeah,XL,
这个叉是指的。
Some people do say XL. You can't really do that with M or L. 别说 M, 别说 L. 但是可以说 XL. 很普通的。
So X is for?
Extra.
Extra.
Yeah.
额外的。
Yeah, extra large.Yeah.
所以 X 就是一个 extra 的一个小写。
Yeah, extra large.
叫额外的大，就是特大号了。
还有叉叉 L.
还有叉叉 L.
Yeah, XXL.
XXL, 那怎么读呢?
We can say, double XL. That's the most common.
Double XL.
Yeah, or double extra large. Takes longer.
Double extra large.
Yeah.
两个双大。
Yeah, double XL.
Yeah. Double XL, 就是 XXL.
Yeah.
超大号了，男生可能得1米85以上了。
Yeah. Or a big fat guy, yeah.
有的呢，有的欧版的衣服哈，有那个 XS。
Yeah, extra small. Yeah. We sometimes say like a petite size, but if it's in a regular size run, yeah, then it would be XXS.
所以它是 XS.
Extra small.
那如果是 XXS 呢?
XXS, extra small.
叫 extra extra small.
Yeah.
超超小。
Yeah, 没有小孩儿孩的。
哎，没有这个，那就差不多像小。那差不多像小孩穿的衣服了，
嗯嗯，
是吧？哎，所以今天这几个号一上来，大家必须搞清楚哈。这来晚的朋友就没听到了。
啊、
有的同学说有四个 XL 了，哇，那得是多大的衣服
？It's a tent，
那就是个帐篷了。马克老师真幽默哈。接下来我们要教大家说一些什么呢？各种各样服装的英语，听好了，现在动用你们的小宇宙，把听到的这些单词，只要是你以前学过的，马上写在我们的直播间当中，跟所有的听友们一起来分享。首先我们来看看衣服服装的总称。
好，第 clothes。
clothes。
Yeah, perfect。
衣橱服装的一个总称呢，还有叫做
wardrobe。
就是衣橱 wardrobe。wardrobe。也可以说我们服装的一个总称。
Yeah, yeah, definitely。
还有一个词叫服装叫做
clothing。
clothing。那它跟这个 clothes 有什么区别呢？
It's just about the same. If you're talking about clothes, you're more likely thinking about two or three pieces that you'll bring with you on a trip. Oh, I need to bring more warm clothes on this trip to the mountain, you know. Clothing might be more in general. Like, wow, I have too much clothing. I need to throw away some clothing before I move.
说到具体的衣服的时候啊，咱们就说 clothes.
Yeah.
说到一些衣服的总称，类似于像什么衣物啊、衣食住行这些，咱们就用clothing 来做一个 general、
yeah. could be anything、yeah.
概括就好了，服装的总称叫做 clothing、
mm-hmm.
啊、速度快要大家跟上了啊。成衣怎么说？
ready made clothes。
ready made clothes、
yeah.
外衣呢？
ready to wear clothes or garments、
yeah. garments、
yeah.
G-R-A-M-E-N-T-S、
mm-hmm.
外衣叫 garments、
yeah. really general word for clothes, you know, especially jackets and pants and things like that。
对，外衣什么夹克啊，什么裤子这些都能叫做 garments 一个总称、
yeah.
便服。
好， everyday clothes
太简单，字面意思每天都在穿的衣服叫便服、
yeah.
好了，正式的三件套。
好， three piece suit。
three piece suit、
mm-hmm.
哪三件套呢？
yeah、it's pretty common. You have a jacket, a pair of pants, and then a matching vest made of the same material、
哎、一个马甲、
mm-hmm.
一个外套，西装外套，然后一条裤子，叫三件套。
对对对对、yep.
来看看制服。
Uniform。
哎，这个简单，制服哈、啊，什么工？那看工装呢？
Overalls。
工装裤叫做 overalls。
嗯、mm-hmm, ，overalls。
overalls。
嗯哼。
好了，还有一种叫做连背心儿的一种背带裤。
好 ，rompers。
rompers、
mm-hmm.。
新单词哦 ，R-O-M-P-E-R-S、
mm-hmm.。
rompers。
Yeah。
来看看正式的，比如说我要去参加一个晚会，我要穿礼服。
嗯哼。Yeah, formal dress.
正式的衣服 formal dress.、
Mm-hmm.
那晚礼服呢？必须是晚上穿的
evening dress.
Evening dress.、
Mm-hmm.
那男士穿的那种燕尾服呢？
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo spelling.、
Mm-hmm. T-U-X-E-D-O. Tuxedo.
这个是一定要会的哈，同学们。现在我也。燕尾服能用上的场合是越来越多了、
mm-hmm, yeah.
哎呀，我看到很多同学都在聊天室当中跟上我们组织的队伍了哈。
Mm-hmm.
单词量还不错，继续往下看，考考你，那咱们说那种大袍子
gown or robe，
或者是 robe、
yeah.
一听这声吧，感觉就是一个把人笼罩在
more elaborate than a dress，
非常悠闲的那种大袍子哈。
Yeah.
再来看一下短外衣夹克
Jacket、
mm-hmm. 这简单。帽子呢，那种
Hood
叫 Hood
or Hat. Hood or Hat. A hood is attached to your jacket or sweater, and then a hat is by itself.
衣服上戴的帽子叫做 Hood、
mm-hmm.
H-O-O-D、
yeah.
围巾
Scarf or Muffler.
Scarf 用的更多一些。
Yeah, Muffler is warmer.
Muffler 是更加温暖一些的款的围巾。
Yeah, yeah.
那种咱们的浴袍浴衣怎么说呀？
Bathrobe.
哎，我们都说了袍子是 robe, 对不对、
mm-hmm.
那用来洗澡穿的呢叫 bathrobe。
Yeah, bathrobe.
这就成为浴袍叫 bathrobe。
Yeah.
女睡衣呢？
Nightgown.
哦，睡觉穿的跟洗澡穿的还不一样。
Yeah, nightgown.
睡觉穿的叫 nightgown、
mm-hmm.
就是睡裙差不多、
yeah.
可是睡衣不是有衣裤吗？睡衣裤又怎么说呢？
Pajamas
yeah P-Y-J-A-M-A-S
yeah, and some people say PJs for short
PJs
like when you're talking with kids you're like hey you're still in your PJs get changed into your school clothes
我们来看一下有的领是 V 领的怎么说
V-neck
袖子呢
sleeve.
Sleeve. 那袖口呢
cuff.
C-U-F-F, cuff.、
Mm-hmm.
那我们的纽扣的孔呢
buttonhole
有意思 buttonhole
yeah buttonhole
衬衫
shirt
这个最简单、
yeah.
紧身的女衬衫、
blouse
这是我们简单的英文、
mm-hmm.
那 t-shirt 呢
t-shirt、
哎、t-shirt 这是圆领的短袖的圆领衫、mm-hmm. 叫 t-shirt、
yeah.
那汗衫呢、
vest or undershirt、
vest 就穿在里边那个垮篮背心、
mm-hmm. 啊、yeah vest doesn't have any sleeves an undershirt might be the same as a t-shirt or a v-neck shirt
好我们来看短袖运动衫
好 short sleeved sweater
高翻领的运动衫、
mm-hmm. roll neck sweater
roll 就是那个可以卷的对不对、
mm-hmm.
roll neck roll, 翻领的运动衫、
yeah.
sweater 圆领运动衫
round neck sweater
对了再来看一下哈比较有趣的服装
好
比如说猎装、
mm-hmm. jerkin
jerkin 是什么意思啊
我不知道那
就是那种打猎穿的衣服、
yeah.
Hunting 穿的衣服
Oh, okay, hunting clothes Okay, that's cool
算不算哈好有一种衣服叫和服
Kimono
这就是
Japanese woman's、kind of formal dress、
哎 yeah. 日本的传统服装和服叫 Kimono、
mm-hmm.
那种开衫的毛衣呢
Cardigan Yeah, kind of sweater that can open in the front
好裤子
Trousers、
mm-hmm. 牛仔裤
Jeans
还有一种叫灯笼裤哎
Knickerbockers、
mm-hmm. 好往下看啊我们还有这个比如说像内衣裤呢、Underpants
Yeah underpants、
mm-hmm. Underpants 是内衣裤、啊、说到外边、yeah. 你得说内边的哈、
mm-hmm.
那比如说内裤的那种短裤呢、
Briefs、
mm-hmm. 啊、这短短的短裤比如说什么三角短裤啊之类的叫 briefs、简短的长袜子
Stockings
短袜呢
Socks
紧身的衣裤呢
Tights or leotard
Leotard、
mm-hmm, for ballet、yeah.
哦 leotard 是芭蕾舞
It's a more of a full cover Tights could just be for the like instead of pants、yeah.
围裙、
Bikini
哦对对对比基尼泳衣叫 bikini
Yeah bikini、
围裙呢
Apron
你看厨房里的衣服都有了、
mm-hmm.
Apron
Yeah
Apron 好来看鞋子
Shoes
鞋底儿、
Soles
S-O-L-E 叫鞋底儿、
mm-hmm.
鞋后跟呢
Heels
对了 High heels 怎么说了哈、
对对对
鞋带儿呢
Laces、
mm-hmm. L-A-C-E
Yeah.
靴子呢
Boots
B-O-O-T-S、
mm-hmm.
好了拖鞋
Slipper、mm-hmm.
滑的穿着滑着的鞋哈
对
凉鞋呢
Sandals、
mm-hmm. 木拖鞋呢
Clogs
日本人爱穿的那个
Really? Yeah, I know from Northern Europe, right? Yeah
领带
好 Tie、
一种棒球帽
Yeah, cap
C-A-P、
mm-hmm.
戴檐的帽子呢
Hat. Yeah.
贝雷帽呢
Beret.
Beret.
Yeah.、French.
B-E-R-E-T, 是不是
嗯哼。
哎呀看这些词实在是太丰富了。一会儿呢全部给大家总结在我们的微信公众号当中、
mm-hmm.
大家就可以来学习。所以开篇就有很多大料放出来啊。好了接下来我们来说说今天的对话呢。马克和晶晶两个人一起就要研究研究了。到底这个东方西方的这些买衣服尺寸大小到底怎么去找它
好、
然后什么样体格的人买什么样的衣服今天的两段对话一起来学习首先请马克老师走一遍
好 Hey Mark, is that a new shirt? This old thing? I've had it for years. I don't think I've seen it before. Well, I'm kind of a clothes horse, at least I used to be. Now you could go for a year or more without buying any new clothes, right? Exactly.All I've bought in over a year were socks. Is it easy to find your size here in China? I'm pretty sure they only make one or two sizes. Not just for socks, silly. I mean, can you find your sizes for shirts and trousers? Oh, that's pretty easy. Some of my foreign friends have trouble, though. What's the trouble? Some of my friends are heavy set or quite tall,or both big and tall. Big and tall folks should try the silk market. That's what I keep hearing. I'll recommend it to them.
第二段，这天晚些时候呢，马克和晶晶又聊起来了。
I was wondering, are the sizes much different in the U.S.? Well, they usually use small, medium, large, and extra large for most casual clothes. That's the same as it is in China. Yes, but you have to watch out. A medium in one brand can be as big as an extra large in another. I guess it makes sense to try stuff on first. Definitely. I've gotten some pretty good deals on clothes that were labeled with the wrong size. Do they ever use exact measurements? Suit jackets and blazers are measured by bust. That's done in inches. Actually, it's the same with trousers for the waist and inseam. What about shoes? A shoe salesperson will know the European sizes. It's best to use those because American sizes are just slightly different from Chinese sizes. So it's better to tell them 38, 40, 42, and so on. Go buy European sizes for shoes. Got it. Hey, how about women's clothes? Well, for something semi-formal or formal, there are numbered sizes, usually from 6 to 12. I usually just try everything on before deciding. I just eyeball it, and I'm usually right about the size, even when buying for other people.
今天的对话里面有很多有趣的表达哦，你比如说，我有些朋友体格魁梧，或者太高，或者又高又大，英文怎么说呀？或者说我仅靠目测就能买对衣服，嘿，这些的英文又怎么说呀？一起学起来。丁丁说，嘿，马克，你那个是一件新衬衣吗？
Hey Mark, is that a new shirt?
衬衣 shirt.
Yeah, shirt.
Is that a new shirt?啊，这件旧衣服啊，哎呀，我都穿好几年了。
This old thing? I've had it for years.
注意哦，这句话呀，要怎么用？This old thing?
Yeah.
这件旧东西吗？
Yeah, this old thing?
I've had it. 你看 ,I have had it, 一个现在完成时 ,I've had it for years.
Yeah.
我都拥有好几年了。
Yeah.
这句话用在什么情况下呢？
That's a lot of times. Somebody gives you a compliment and you don't really want to talk about it much longer. You can just say, yeah, this old thing, I've had it for years.
这是一个 common stock expression.
Very common stock, yes.
Which someone use after being flattered about something they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
如果有人在恭维你说，哇，衣服真不错哈。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
你觉得不好意思谈论太多。
Yeah, 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 yeah.
你就说，哎呀，都很旧了。
对对对。This old thing, I've had it for years.
对了，明明是个新鞋，人家说，哎，你穿这新鞋不错呀。
Mm-hmm.
哎，都穿好久了，买好久了。
对对对。
是不是大家第一下意识的反应都有一种谦虚是吧、
嗯、
所以英文中你就这么说 This old thing, I've had it for years、
yeah.
哎呀不新不旧的都好几年了、
嗯哼
啊、就别看我了哈。哎，以前我怎么我觉得没以前没见你穿过呀
I don't think I've seen it before
I don't think I've seen it before、
嗯、
我觉得我以前吧没怎么看你穿过啊 I don't think I've seen it before 哎我这人呢、啊、差不多是个活衣柜。
Well, I'm kind of a clothes horse.
新短语来的同学们什么叫 clothes horse?
Yeah.
衣橱马这是什么意思猜猜猜 I'm kind of a clothes horse.、
Someone who has a large collection of clothes.
我的天哪。
And they keep buying more.、
Right? 我的天哪。
Yeah.
A large collection of clothes.这些人有大量的衣服 but still keep buying them.
Yeah, clothes horse. The expression comes from that thing that you might have in your house, which is basically a rod with two things holding it up on the sides. That's called a clothes horse. So you can say, I'm a clothes horse.
其实 clothes horse 的意思就是咱们用来晾衣服的晒衣架子。
Yeah.
现在呢都爱比喻那些爱时髦很喜欢买很多衣服的人
yeah
所以就可以译为是活衣架了大家都说了女人的衣橱是永远塞不满的
Women are more often clothes horses.
买了上装买个下装去年的春装哎呀一翻年以后怎么也不想再穿了
they're better about giving things away yeah, men just hang on to stuff
只能买新的所以啊我们一个个都是 clothes
horse yeah
学到了新单词
clothes horse
对了这意思就是说那种特别爱买衣服囤衣服的人、
mm-hmm.
我其实差不多就是一个活衣柜了哈至少我去年是那样的
At least I used to be
至少我过去是那样的、mm-hmm. At least I used to be、
mm-hmm.
每个人可能都有一个这样的时间段
Yeah
特别喜欢买衣服
Yeah when I was a college student I was a total clothes horse
Really?
YeahTotally.
Me too.
Yeah, it was a good time to be a clothes horse.
后来发现那些衣服吧没法处理了。
Yeah.
也穿不了了。哎，晶晶就问到说，那你现在一年多都不需要再买新衣服了吧？
And now you could go for a year without buying any new clothes, right?
这里有个表达哦， 啊，他说 you could go for a year, go for a year,、
mm-hmm.
就说你可以持续整个一年了。
Yeah, yeah, continue for a year.
Yes,、yeah. continue for a year,、
mm.
or more, 或者更多的时间、
yeah.
without buying any new clothes,、
yeah.
right?
Right.
就是你这些衣服起码持续个一年多时间是没问题了。
嗯，
没错。
Exactly.
我这一年多吧，买的差不多全是袜子。
All I've bought in over a year were socks.
All I've bought. 实际上是 all that I've bought.
Mm-hmm.
In over a year. 这一年多的时间内。
对。
全买的是。
Socks.
好了 ，socks 是什么袜子
yeah.
短袜子对不对
？Yeah, those you need to buy pretty often, right?、Yeah.
现在都是十块钱三双。
对对对，可以啊。
是不是现在都是十块钱三双啊？
我话比较多一点点，但是很便宜的。
你们买不买袜子啊？你们不买袜子，买不买袜子？买袜子都知道
什么办法？
都知道十块钱三双是什么意思、啊。
yeah.
那你穿的尺码在中国好找吗
？Is it easy to find your size here in China?
Is it easy? Is it easy? 一个问句 to find your size. 直接我们在这里 size 指代你穿的尺码。
对。
Is it to find your size here in China? 哎，毕竟马克老师是个外国朋友啊。您的这个尺码在中国好不好找呢？马克说：“哦，我非常肯定，他们就只有一两个尺寸。
I'm pretty sure they only make one or two sizes.”
I'm pretty sure they 指的是谁
The people who make clothes.
对
They is overused in English. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes English people will ask other English people, like, what are you talking about? Who are they? Yeah.
They 这里指的可能就是那些制作衣服的人、
yeah.
啊、说 they only make one or two sizes. 他们可能就制作一两个尺寸。
对。
此时呢马克以为晶晶在问他说你的袜子的尺寸好不好找。
对对对我的脚不是这么小不是这么小。
因为袜子确实尺寸不多。
Yeah, 有28到32有34到38 45
40的
对对对
大概就是这么一两个尺寸
yeah,
因为袜子是有 弹性的
yeah
晶晶说你是不是傻、啊、
Not just for socks, silly
Silly、
yeah.
我们翻译成你是不是傻、
yeah.
就是说 Not just for socks 我说的不光是袜子啦你是不是傻 Silly
yeah. Yeah.、
啊、这个可以挂在嘴边说一说
Silly is pretty good If you call someone silly they won't be angry
Silly 是可以的你不能说人家 stupid
Yeah, don't say stupid Unless they've made a big mistake
如果你说 stupid 那你对人家就是人身侮辱了
Sure, sure, sure
但如果你说 silly 就是有点可爱的那种
Yeah, kind of cute
你是不是傻、
mm-hmm.
这种意思
yeah, yeah.
我说的不光是袜子了我是说你能不能够找到合适你尺寸的衬衣和裤子
I meant Can you find your sizes for shirts and trousers?
I meant 就是说 I mean 哈、
mm-hmm.
Can you find sizes for shirts and trousers?
Yeah.
能不能找到 size for shirts and trousers? 就是你的那个尺寸的衬衣和裤子。马哥说，哦，那还挺容易的。
Oh, that's pretty easy.
That's pretty easy.、
Mm-hmm.
不过呀，我有的外国朋友们这方面可就有麻烦了。
Some of my foreign friends have trouble, though.
Some of my foreign friends have trouble. Have trouble 就是有麻烦了。
Yeah.
不方便了。
对。
Some of my foreign friends have trouble, though. 就是不过 though.、
Mm-hmm.
那遇到了什么问题呢
?What's the trouble?
What's the trouble? 大家猜呀外国朋友在中国买衣服能遇到什么问题啊猜、mm-hmm. 我的有些朋友吧体格很魁梧或者呢太高或者呢是又高又大。
嗯，
好，今天有没有同学来选择这一句话作为微信挑战呢？我们不妨请出一位新同学，他的名字叫做 May J Lee。
I have some husky friends, too tall or too big and tall.
好 ，husky friends 也可以说，咱们都知道你是什么意思 ，husky friends 很好听的。你不用说 too tall or too big and tall， 这个当然那个 too 你不用用的，可以换 quite。I have some husky friends, quite tall, or big and tall, 都可以说吧。
Husky. 哈士奇。
Husky 可以，对对对 ,means a little big, yeah.
哈士奇朋友就是说有点大的朋友。
Husky friends, yeah.
哈士奇还金毛呢。
Mm-hmm.
好 ，May J 呀，还有自己语言特色的表达哈。
对，
好，我们再来看看我们的 pine cone。
pine cone， 好 ，Some of my friends are much stronger or too tall or too tall and too big。好，这个一样的，你不用用 too tall too big， 可以换 quite tall， 而且可以换 very very tall or big and tall。那个 stronger， some of my friends are much stronger。stronger 是你能做什么 ？What can you do？
你的力量大叫做 stronger。
对对对，所以可以换啊 husky， 而且可以换 hefty，H-E-F-T-Y。
好的，老师说了，那大家最好不要用那个 too tall，
对，
来表达不太好。
Yeah， it's not necessary here. Yeah。Too tall.
那用什么呢？用 quite tall.
Quite tall is good.
啊、yeah. ，非常高。
Yeah.
啊，不能说 too tall.
Yeah.
Too tall 好像说人家是高的有点离谱了。
Yeah.
高的跟个巨人似的。
Yeah. For example, if you're trying to rent ski equipment, they might tell you, "Oh, I'm sorry, you're too tall. We can't give you anything." Yeah.
哎 ，too tall 指的是相对一个什么东西来说，它 too tall。
进去一个电梯什么？对。
哎，你比如说你进个电梯，你都够不着，
对对对，
你都进不去了，那叫 too tall for the lift。
Yeah.
踏沙建辉。
好 ，Some friends of mine are big guys, tall guys, or tall and big guys. 好，前边要my 要换 mine. Some friends of mine， 对吗？
啊、，friends of mine，
对，
我的朋友。
后边，对对对。
踏沙行。
好。Some of my friends are hunky or too tall or tall and rugged.那 hunky 不太合适在这儿，可以换 hulky， H U L K Y， hulky。
哎， hunky 是什么意思、啊、
？hunky 是帅。
哦，很帅的。
但是可以、很矮的，矮的人也可能是 hunky。
就是 hunky 只是指很帅，是吗
？Yeah yeah yeah。
那能给我们举个例子吗？比如说
，hulky。Hunky means big.
那什么样的人是 hunky 的呢
？Hunky could be anyone. This could be like a short person who's kind of athletic and pretty handsome. Yeah.
尤其是指帅的叫 hunky.
Yeah.
我们以为帅叫 handsome 就完了。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doesn't mean they're that big.
什么 Justin Bieber 啊
？Yeah, Justin Bieber.
什么大卫贝克汉姆啊
？Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not especially tall. They're just good looking.
就是 hunky.
Yeah, hunky.
啊、
哦，
学到这个新单词了。
嗯。
曹阳，下一位。
好。I have some friends with great stature. Some of them too tall, and the others both tall and big. 所以后边也有这个 tall and big 要换 big and tall 比较好听很多。
注意啊，英文当中发音的时候 ，big、tall 这些需要连续发音的词语形容词。
Yeah.
我们一定要先发那个嘴开口小的， mm-hmm. 再发那个嘴开口大的。
Yeah.
Big 小吧 ，tall。开口大吧，
对，比较舒服。
哎，很舒服。你不能说 tall and big，
yeah，
这发音就习惯就不对。
yeah， yeah，
开口小的，然后再是开口大的 big and tall、
嗯。
你读一读，是不是挺方便的？
嗯哼。
再来一位，是哟，嘟嘟来了哈。
好。
Some of my friends are too strong or too tall or both too high and too strong。
好，这个有三个东西可以换 ，too strong, too tall, too high， 不用 too， 可以换 quite 啊 ，quite tall 比较好。那个 strong 之前一样的，你可以说 too， sorry， quite hefty, quite hulky, quite heavy set 都可以说。第三是那个 too high。太是 high 是那个高的感觉，所以你可以说 too tall。
人用 tall 来形容，不能用 high。
对对对。
另外，这个块头大吧，跟那个 strong 还是不一样的。Strong 是有力量。
对对对。
块头大是指体格。
Yeah.
所以大家想想还能用什么样的词语
？Hulky, bulky, hefty, heavy set 都可以说。
哇，这些
很多的，
听着就挺重的。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
对方正在输入，来听听看。
Some of my friends are of imposing stature, either too tall or too hefty.
好 ，imposing stature 没有错误的，但是这个很 formal， 所以可以换一个比较容易的 ，have pretty big build， big build
哇、，have big build，
yeah， that's
有大的身材块
yeah， that's common when you're talking about clothing， yeah， imposing stature， I'm thinking like I'm reading a novel and they're introducing a new character。
好，这是刚才呢是马克老师挑选出来的一部分的课堂上评点的同学，
对，
来我们来看看标准答案是什么。
好，可以 ，some Some of my friends are heavy set, or quite tall, or both big and tall.
来了，体格魁梧，大块头，叫 heavy set.、
Mm-hmm.
Heavy set.
Yeah.
Heavy 加上 set, 一个单词 heavy set.
Yeah. That's a polite way of saying big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah, if you say someone's fat, they'll be sad.
哟，千万不能说肥啊！
对，
谁说肥谁 我跟他急。
对。So you can say, oh, I'm a little heavy set this year, or my friend's kind of heavy set, you'll recognize him.
咱就说体格魁梧高大就叫做 heavy set,、
mm-hmm.
或者是太高 or...
big and tall.
Quite tall, or both big and tall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
大和高就行了，有高又大、mm-hmm. 叫 big and tall.
Yeah.
好，晶晶说，又高又大的人啊，应该试试去咱秀水街买衣服。
Big and tall folks should try the silk market.
Big and tall folks, 朋友们、
mm-hmm,
啊，口语当中的家伙们，朋友们 ，should try the silk market.
Yeah,
应该试试去秀水街买衣服。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Silk market,、
yeah.
这咱就不说了，北京的秀水街。我总是听人这么说，那我就跟他们推荐一下吧。
That's what I keep hearing. I'll recommend it to them.
That's what I keep hearing.、
Mm-hmm.
Keep hearing, 一直在听着人们
yeah,
说
I always
说
hear that.、Yeah.
都说秀水街能买到衣服、
mm-hmm.
也是广告了。那我就跟他们 recommended 一下吧。
Yeah.
I'll recommend it to them.、
Mm-hmm.
推荐是推荐某物给某人。Recommend something to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
这个搭配。好，第一段是非常简单啊哈。平时你们聊买衣服啊什么的个头啊，简单的用这个表达就可以了。
Mm-hmm.
第二段咱们就得来精细的了哈。晚些时候晶晶的 Mark talk later in the same day、
mm-hmm.
咱又聊起来了。晶晶说，哎，我在想哈，这个在美国你们这衣服的尺寸有很大的不同吗？
I was wondering, are the sizes much different in the US?
I was wondering, 瞧瞧昨儿个才说了这个过去进行时、
mm-hmm.
I was wondering,看看是不是这样的、
yeah. I've been wondering, I was wondering, yeah, here it has the same meaning.
它表达什么呀？表达那种客气和委婉的语气。I was wondering, 我在想哈、
mm-hmm.
说 are the sizes much different in the US?、
Mm-hmm.
在你美国这些 sizes 很不同吗、
yeah.
是这样的。Well,
no, yeah.
他们用 SMLXL 来标记大多数的休闲类服装。
Well, they use small, medium, large, and extra large for most casual clothes.
Small,、
mm-hmm.
小号
对
medium, 中号
对
large, 大号
对
extra large, 加大号、
mm-hmm.
来标记什么呢 for most
casual clothes.
对了同学们休闲装我们刚才还没说的叫做 casual wear.
Yeah, casual wear, sports clothes, yeah.
休闲装、
mm-hmm.
啊这是我最喜欢的衣服。
Yeah,
casual wear.
Yeah.
就是很休闲的衣服、啊、casual clothes 也行。
Mm-hmm.
所以 they use SMLXL for most casual clothes.、
Mm-hmm.
哦、oh, 这跟中国是一样的。
That's the same as in China.
That's the same as in China.、
Mm-hmm.
不要丢掉这个 as 哦。
Yeah.
是的。但是吧你还得小心了。
Yes, but you have to watch out.
Yes, but you have to watch out. Watch out 的意思。
Be careful.
对它是、yeah. 它是注意留心的意思。
Mm-hmm.
它不是让你看什么它是小心哦、
yeah.
你要小心哦。小心什么呢？第二句微信挑战来了。
Mm-hmm.
一个牌子的中号可能跟另一个牌子的加大号是一样大。
好，
来挑战吧，同学们。
Aishara
走一个。
By Fenjerby 的，听这个很好的。One brand's medium size may be another one's large size.
真厉害。
Mm-hmm. The only thing I want to point out about this one, because it's also true for many of the others, is the possessive. One brand's, one's. Sometimes we can't hear that in oral English. So if you can make the sentence without using that possessive form, it's better. So one brand's medium size may be another one's large size. We could say, the medium in one brand may be the same as large in another brand.
好这里有个很重要的点大家看这个 Ashara 这句话 One brand's medium size、
mm-hmm.
它用了这个所有关系是 One brand's medium、
right. In Chinese it's easy 一个牌子的中号的
是、
yeah.
符合我们汉语表达习惯但是英文中 One medium's One brand's、
mm-hmm.
很不容易被听清楚
对对对对
所以英文中的所属关系呢
yeah,
就变成什么 of 之类的
Yeah, the medium in one brand Yeah, the large in another brand
它就不用这个一撇 s 来表达、
mm-hmm.
因为不清楚啊
对
他就用 medium size in one brand
yeah, perfect
哎，这样来表达学到了吧、
mm-hmm. yeah.
真有长姿势了哈、
yeah.
第二位是 Lizzie
好 This brand's middle size maybe is the same as with another, the other's large size 好、可以说 This brand's medium size may be the same as another brand's large size.
注意您的这个 middle 不能是中号，不能是 middle 哦，
yeah,
它是 medium.
Medium, yeah. I'm leaving some of the possessives alone in here because they're not really mistakes.
其他差不多。CC.
Biggest size of a brand may be as big as the extra size of another brand.
这个好，差不多。这个就是分the medium size of a brand 要要换 one.The medium size of one brand may be as big as the extra large size, 加一个 large, extra large size of another brand, another 没错误的。
做得还挺好
的这句话。
Coco.
One brand's middle size might be the same size as other brand's large size.
好，有三个 size， 所以要一个不要了，是中边的 size 不要了。然后那个 middle size 要换 medium， 所以换完了是 one brand's medium size might be the same as another brand's large size， 可以。
好，蓝调。
好，the medium size of a brand may be as big as another's extra large size. A brand 要换 one brand.而且我们不知道你说什么所以要 the medium size of one brand may be as big as another brand's extra large size. One brand, another brand.
One, another.
对对对对对。
一个和另一个。
对对对对。
这些细节都是考察的重点啊。
Mm-hmm.
再听一位漫天飞雪。
好 ,maybe size M of a brand is as big as XL of another brand. XL of another brand, 也可以。M 口语的比较不标准，但是我没换这个是 size M of one brand could be as big as the XL of another brand.
其实一般口语里都说 medium size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The medium size in one brand could be the same as the XL in another brand.
因为你有时候说 size M， 人家可能会不知道是什么。
对对对对。
所以中号一般都说 medium size.
Medium, 对对对。
来看老师的正确答案。
好。
怎么给的
？A medium in one brand.Can be as big as the extra large in another.
表示什么跟什么一样的时候，咱们千万不要忘记过我们曾经学过的最简单的结构，就是 as.
对对对对。
As big as.
Yeah.
那好，你前面加一个，跟后面加一个。前面是 a medium in one brand， 直接用一个 a medium 就指代了牌子，
mm-hmm. yeah.
指代了中号了。A medium in one brand can be as big as
an extra large in another.
An extra large in another、
mm-hmm.
是 medium 跟 extra large 在一起做类比的
对对对对
是不是
对
啊，然后一个牌子和另一个牌子是不是 one brand another
yeah, yeah.
诶是不是安排的很巧妙又非常的简洁这句话值得大家好好学习、
mm-hmm.
晶晶说所以我想喽，首先把衣服穿上身试一试是很有必要的。
I guess it makes sense to try stuff on first.
又来了 ,make sense to do something.、
Mm-hmm.
我觉得吧 ,it makes sense, 是有道理的。Mm-hmm. Something makes sense, something 有道理。To try stuff on first.
Yeah.
Try on.
Yeah.
穿试穿。
Yeah, try stuff on.
Try stuff on.
Yeah.
我觉得吧试穿是很有必要的。你看现在我们网购。
Mm-hmm.
没法试穿了
yeah
有的时候这大小吧就有点不合适
yeah yeah it sucks if you've taken something home and worn it already and like yeah this is too small
有点不舒服而且有些材质吧、yeah. 穿在自己的身上跟那个看上去的模特效果怎么就不一样
yeah, yeah, yeah
就出现了买家秀跟卖家秀的恐怖的区别、
mm-hmm.
马哥说哦那是必须的
definitely
我曾经啊买过不少这物美价廉的好衣服诶可惜这码错了。
I've gotten some pretty good deals on clothes that were labeled with the wrong size.
这句话我们来分析一下说 I've gotten some pretty good deals. 上一次我们就学过了 deals 是什么、mm-hmm.
Yeah, good price.
Yeah. Good price.
Yeah, good value.
物美价廉的、
yeah.
好的一个 deals.
Yeah.
我有一些 pretty good deals. 我有一些很好的物美价廉的东西买过的、
mm-hmm.
on clothes. 结果
Yeah,
that were
labeled with the wrong size.
Label 是什么 ？Label 做名词商标。
Yeah, it's a verb and it just means put the label into the clothing. Yeah.
Label 就是贴商标嘛。
Yeah.
贴什么呢 ?labeled with
the wrong size.
这是什么意思
?And that's actually happened to me. So, for example, you know, I take a medium in most stuff, but I got a sweater from Giorgio Armani, it's white label, Le Collezione, $25. You know, and originally it should be like, $175 or something, I don't know, you know? And it said XL. I tried it on, I'm like, oh, this fits pretty well, you know?Yeah, it's a good deal.
那意思就是说你这个 label with the wrong size.
Yeah, to label something with, it means, make the price, make the brand, make the size, you know, add that information to the item of clothing.
都是他这个码吧就是标错了
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
是不是
Yeah, labeled with the wrong size, yeah.
Yeah. 怎么会 label with wrong size?
I don't know. Maybe the fact that it's Friday afternoon, it's 4:30, the people in the factory in Italy are like, look, we've got 7 more sweaters to get off the assembly line. We've got 7 size labels. They're not the right ones, but no one's going to know. Let's just put them on and get out of here and go home.
哎，工厂也会出错误的，
有可能
码给弄错了，你看看，买回去一看，明明是个小孩，买回去一看，怎么那么大呀？
对啊。
好了，物美价廉的好衣服还是码错了。那他们会使用精确的尺寸来量度吗？
Do they ever use exact measurements?
Do they ever use exact, 精确的、
exact.
精准的 measurements,、量度。用吗？用什么来量度呢？这些衣服。西装外套和休闲外套都用胸围来量。
Suit jackets and blazers are measured by bust.
先来说西装外套 ,suit jackets.、Blazers 是什么呢
?Almost the same as a suit jacket, it's just that you don't get the pants with it. Yeah.
就是休闲外套。
Yeah, you can wear jeans with it maybe.
Blazers 是可以配套牛仔裤、Suits 就不可以 Suit jackets and blazers are measured by bust Bust 就是胸围
对对对
好这个要学会啊 Bust 他们会使用英寸来标记
That's done in inches、
Inches、英寸事实上长裤也一样用腰围和裤长来标记
Actually, it's the same with trousers, from the waist and inseam.
It's the same with trousers. 裤子也一样。For the waist,
yeah.
waist 就是腰。W-A-I-S-T.
Yeah, waist.
后面那个是
inseam.
Inseam.这就是裤长。
对对对对对。
从你大腿根部到你的脚踝的地方叫 inseam。咱们同学们自己买衣服裤子嘛啊知不知道那个裤子上的标应该怎么看呢
Yeah, 牛仔裤也有很多的。
你会不会自己买裤子呀那个知不知道怎么尤其是男生怎么去选裤子啊
对对对。
你要看他那个 W 和 L,
对对对
每条裤子上都是 W 跟 L。
Waist and length, yeah.
你看就是 waist and length.
Yeah.
有一个是裤腰一个是裤长。
Yeah, inseam is kind of a formal word. You would tell your tailor that, or they would measure that for you when they're creating a pair of pants for you.
对哈、看知不知道这些就看你们平时自己买衣服。
对。
还是都不知道。其实很多这些都是常识的内容。
对都是一些。
都是常识。
嗯。
现在因为主要是不在那个商场里买衣服。
Yeah.
但网购很多也是啊。但现在网购很多休闲的衣服吧直接就是 L。XL
对对对
就完了他也不跟你讲什么裤长之类的也不精准穿个大概齐就行了、那鞋子呢
What about shoes?
卖鞋的售货员他们知道欧码
A shoe salesperson will know the European sizes
A shoe salesperson 销售员、
yeah.
啊、售货员他们知道 European sizes、欧码大家见过欧码吗、
yeah.
欧洲的码最好是用它们。
It's best to use those.
因为美国码和中国码呢还略微有不同。
Because American sizes are just slightly different from Chinese sizes.
American sizes, 美国的码和中国的码是 slightly different, 还稍微有点不同。
Yeah.
你最好跟他们说38码、40码和42码等等。
So it's better to tell them 38, 40, 42 and so on.
那美国码跟中国码一样吗
?Not quite the same. You know, so they're not really to scale. It's like they're off by half a size at the smaller end, and when you get bigger and bigger, you go by like maybe a full size difference.
反正我们就知道在中国买中国这个的鞋码是怎么回事的。欧洲码我们不知道。
You go on a trip and you're like, all right, I'm size 7. And you get to the American store and you're like, wait a second. What do I tell them? Size 7, is that in China or in America? You know, so you don't know.
而且中国鞋也不说七码八码的，但欧洲有。
Mm-hmm,
欧洲那鞋就是什么七呀八呀六啊之类的。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They also sometimes use that for sports shoes, but even inside a pair of Nikes, if you look at the tongue inside, it'll say like your EUR, and it'll say like 40 or something like that.
对，你像那些比如说耐克鞋，
对对对，
它都有两个码标着的，
对对对，
它有一个 EU 就是那个欧码。
对对对。
所以大家还得去网上找找这个欧码跟这个的对照是怎么回事。
对对对，没有，比较靠谱很多的，没有什么区别的。
所以你要是买外国的品牌的东西，你还得知道他们的码是什么。
对对对对对。
所以你就直接告诉他们买鞋的话 ,38,40,42,and so on。
对。
买鞋用欧码知道了。
Go by European sizes for shoes. Got it.
这个 go by 是什么意思啊？
Go by means rely on. Yeah.
Rely on 就是用。
Yeah,
用欧洲码来买鞋子知道了。Got it. 哎，那个女士服装呢？
What about women's clothing?
哎，像欧洲吧，女士服装更奇怪。它是那些什么6号、8号、什么12号、14号、16号这些、特别奇怪。对于半正装或正装来说，他们是数字码号，从6到12。
Well, for something semi-formal or formal, there are numbered sizes, usually from 6 to 12.
Well, for something 叫
semi-formal.
Semi 是一半的意思。半正装 semi-formal or formal。对于那些半正装或正装来说呢 ，they are numbered sizes， 他们是 numbered sizes。
Yeah, yeah, the sizes are expressed in numbers. I mean, the European shoe sizes are numbered sizes, as are the Chinese sizes.
你发现吗？他们是用数字来标这个码号的，通常就是从六到十二号。
对对对，
就这样。所以大家还得根据自己的身材去，他们不是以 S X。这样来的。
Not for semi-formal clothes, no, yeah.
所以你看像很多欧码的店在北京的像什么 Marks and Spencer 这些。
Yeah,
英国的典
Mara,
典型的什么 Max,
Max Mara,
Marks and Spencer,
yeah.
全是欧码。你得试了以后才知道自己大概其实一个哪个
什么
样的码。
Yeah, once you know your size and that brand, you can rely on it.、
所以最好的方法我通常做决定之前全部都试个遍。
I usually just try everything on before deciding.
就来了 try everything on、I just try everything on before deciding、马克就更牛了马克说我目测一下就可以了、我通常都对而且我跟别人买东西的时候也都一样这是我们的最后一句微信挑战、来看一下今天的第一位同学谁了、
那个花双是
来我们的、小双
好可以、I only measure it by my eyes and I'm usually rightBuying things for someone else. Hope you're buying things for someone else. 没错的，但是你要加 even when buying things for someone else.、I only measure it by my eyes. 可以，但是你可以换 I usually eyeball it. Eyeball it.
Measure by my eye. 就是、
可以。
字面上的说用眼睛来测量。
对对对 对, 对。
这还是不错的，但是教大家一个更厉害的。Eyeball it.
Yeah, usually just eyeball it.
Eyeball 名词眼球做动词的时候、目测
yeah
精彩吗精不精彩意不意外、Eyeball it、第二位保护地小水
My eyes are a ruler
我眼睛就是尺子
这个挺好的、不要换了 What's more I'm usually rightBesides, I'm also right when I buy something for others.、第二第三可以放一块、你说 What's more I'm usually rightEven when buying for others. 可以。
他这个自创的说法特别好老师都不想给他改。
对。
My eyes are a ruler.
对。
啊完全是自己发挥的特别好。大家都能明白我眼睛就是尺子。小凯。
好。I do it only by a look-see, and I'm usually right, not only for me, same goes with others. 后边可以短一点点。Am usually right, even when buying for others. 就可以吧，不用那么长的。
前面这个 look-see 呢？
挺好的，对对对。I do it only by a look-see.、
A look-see 就是看着。
对。
看着就差不多了。
对对对对对，不用那么认真的。Take a look-see.、
你们这些自创的说法还挺厉害的呢，大家这个语言水平都发挥出来了哟。
对。
来听下一位是安平。
I I just measure it by eye, and I am usually right. I buy things for others by this way.
How? 那后边也可以换 even when buying things for others. 不用那么长的 I buy things for others this way. Even when buying things for others 就可以。中边是 and I am usually right. 不用中边的 I. And am usually right. 因为前边有 I. I just measure it by I. 没错的。And am usually right. Even when buying things for others. 就可以。
再看一位同学，他竟然用了今天的这个重磅词汇，他就是教。
I'm just eyeballing it. I'm usually right, and the same as I buy something for other people. The same as I buy something for other people 可以换 even when buying for other people 就可以。
关键是前面这地儿了。
对对，前面的特别好。I'm just eyeballing it. 可以换 I just eyeball it 就可以了吧。
真是各显神通啊，大家。Eyeballing it.
Eyeball.
他就用到了这个词。
Yeah.
从此以后我们知道了我眼球他的意思是什么、就是我目测。
Yeah, I eyeball it.
正好啊，来看老师的最后给出的标准说法，我仅靠目测。
I just eyeball it.
I just eyeball it. 而且我通常都对。
And I'm usually right about the size.
你注意，他这里没有再说一个 I， 这是重复的。
对，
他就说 am
usually
right about the size. 给别人买东西也一样。
Even when buying for other people.
Even when buying for other people. 即便是给别人买也是对的。正好，这就是我们今天的两段对话了，精不精彩，意不意外？我们来看今天的新单词啊 ，New words for dialogue one.
This old thing, I've had it for years.
啊，这件旧衣服啊，哎呀，我都穿了好久了，表示谦虚啊。
Clothes horse.
活的衣架就是那种爱囤衣服的人。
Go for a year.
持续了好多长时间
？Yeah, go for 3 days without food. Yeah. Silly.
你是不是傻？傻的。
对对对对。Big and tall folks.
高大的家伙。第二段有哪些新单词呢？
Try stuff on.
试穿衣服。
Bust.
胸围。
Waist.
腰围。
Inseam.
裤长。
Go by European sizes.
用欧码来丈量。
Eyeball it.
目测。你今儿能把这些记住啊，就相当不错了。挑一个自己最喜欢的、印象最深的记下来吧。
好，
再有请马克老师把整个文段再走一遍。
好。Hey Mark, is that a new shirt? This old thing? I've had it for years. I don't think I've seen it before. Well, I'm kind of a clothes horse, at least I used to be. And now you could go for a year or more without buying new clothes, right? Exactly. All I've bought in over a year were socks. Is it easy to find your size here in China? I'm pretty sure they only make one or two sizes.Not just for socks, silly. I meant, can you find sizes for shirts and trousers? Oh, that's pretty easy. Some of my foreign friends have trouble, though. What's the trouble? Some of my friends are heavy set, or quite tall, or both big and tall. Big and tall folks should try the silk market. That's what I keep hearing. I'll recommend it to them.
Dialogue 2, Jingjing and Mark.Talk later in the same day.
I was wondering, are the sizes much different in the U.S.? Well, they use small, medium, large, and extra large for most casual clothes. That's the same as in China. Yes, but you have to watch out. A medium in one brand can be as big as the extra large in another. I guess it makes sense to try stuff on first. Definitely, I've gotten some pretty good deals on clothes that were labeled with the wrong size.Do they ever use exact measurements? Suit jackets and blazers are measured by bust. That's done in inches. Actually, it's the same with trousers, for the waist and inseam. What about shoes? A shoe salesperson will know the European sizes, so it's best to use those, because American sizes are just slightly different from Chinese sizes, so it's better to tell them 38, 40, 42, and so on.Go buy European sizes for shoes. Got it. Hey, how about women's clothes? Well, for something semi-formal or formal, there are numbered sizes, usually from 6 to 12. I usually just try everything on before deciding. I just eyeball it, and I'm usually right about the size, even when buying for other people.
好的，非常精彩的对话。看得大家都说信息量太大， 得消化好几天。有的人说，是啊，今天的对话难度陡升啊。其实你拿到文本啊，一会儿六点钟拿到文本的时候，你看并不难。
Yeah.
只是你觉得这个概念很难，什么一会儿小啊、中啊、大呀、加大呀之类的。
Come online, and then you can see the sentences together with us.、Yeah.
对，你今天拿到我们微信公众号六点钟推送的文本以后，你再中英对照的看，你发现其实都是特别简易的一些口语，
嗯，
并不难。哎，然后这些词语呢，你喜欢的这些什么啊，穿了好久了呀，什么晒衣架呀，
嗯、
什么我目测呀。腰围、胸围、裤长啊，能记住多少是多少，是不是？
嗯， 嗯。
以后呢，哎，咱词库里头多多少少也多了这么一大堆关于衣服的英语了吧？
Yeah.
实用衣物英语了吧？就大家的水平来说 ，hold 住这些都没问题啊，多多消化几天就成为你自己的了。好了，非常感谢马克老师精彩的对话，谢谢大家的参与和认真收听，我们下次精彩再见，
再见。